home. We are WNST. AM 1570, Towson Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Happy holidays to everybody out there celebrating. We are on the road. I'm this close to getting the new Candy Cane scratch-offs, but I still have the Ravens scratch-offs just in time for them to get back to 500 and sort of right the boat Cincinnati this week. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at GBMC, who only probably helped save my life a couple of weeks ago by finding out about things that every guy needs to find out about. Talk about it during the holidays. Do all that. Get yourself healthy. Make sure you're seeing a doctor. I'm certainly doing that in 2026 because I had a little scare. So we'll make sure I'm celebrating through the holidays, starting at Fadley's this week. I have my Fadley shirt on, and we're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in six places between now and let's say Christmas Eve, because we're going to stop at Planet Fitness in Timonium on the 22nd. On the 18th, we're going to be doing, I don't want to say the big one because I like them all, but we're going to be at Casas and Dundalk with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gina Shock, who has, she's ready to eat some crabs. And I think John Allen's going to come over. We're going to have Hootenanny and honor my pal Ed Lauer for having his life saved with a new heart. So anybody that knows and loves Ed knows how I'll probably cry next Thursday in Dundalk and it'll be all good because I'll have delicious crab cakes. This guy needs to come out and have a holiday crab cake with me, but he's busy. It's the end of the year. He runs a big agency here in the state of Maryland. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Always good to visit with John Martin, and especially good. So my wife's out of town right now for the holidays, so I don't know if she's buying in New Hampshire. She's legal now, so we'll get to that later. We do the stocking stuff. But when it gets to like $930 million, we're all on alert here to get to the big B and get to the $1 billion. And I'm sure it's an exciting time at the lottery anytime it gets this big, right?
Every day is an exciting day at the lottery, Nestor. You know that. Some days more exciting than others. Let me share with you some fun facts, because you are a fun fact kind of guy, are you not?
I love fun facts, and I get more and more every day on the internet. I love when they're facts, too. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's a bonus.
That's always good.
These are facts, guaranteed facts. You mentioned $930 million as we speak. By the time people listen to this, it could be even higher. That is today the seventh ranked Powerball jackpot of all time.
All time? Really? That's all? There only been six that won over $1 billion. It feels like when I go to like the Royal Farms and I see the little thing, it only has three digits. The things you guys do in the
window.
Don't
worry about that.
When it gets to $1 billion, it sort of messes it up a little bit. It's sort of like Y2K.
Yeah. So it's number seven with a bullet, as we used to say at the broadcast studio. So that's where we are. So you can track that, have a good time with family and friends. This is the Wednesday drawing, the middle of the week drawing, is the 41st drawing since the last jackpot winner, which was a 42 drawing win back in September. What that means, quite candidly, is it takes a little bit longer for those jackpots to get to $1 billion than they used to. And we know that. We've talked about this before. Players get a little complacent. Other than your wife, some of them don't like to get in.
I'm not going to tell her. I'm letting her be there at a holiday. She's baking. She's going to Canada. She doesn't need a lottery ticket to me. Although it's a good idea to try to get in on $1 billion, but this is her kind of thing. This is where she's checking. You know, she loves big jackpots, and she's always disappointed when it happens in like Illinois or California or some place that's more populated than we are.
You know, probably one of the things more frustrating than that is when you're just this close and a lot of people win four of the five numbers drawn plus the Powerball, which is what we call a third tier prize. And that's a $50,000 prize. And we have a number of those. You can go to mdlottery.com and find the local Maryland winners to do that. Just a couple of fun facts.
If she only won 50 grand, she would not be disappointed. She would be very, very pleased with that, I think. I really believe that.
And because it's the holidays, people get a little distracted with things, but we have an unclaimed winner from just Monday night earlier in the week. Winning numbers were drawn at or were sold at a Columbia Road Exxon in Montgomery County. So if you're holding that Powerball ticket, if you think, hey, you know what, I was there, and you have that $50,000 winner, you have 182 days, now a few days less than that, but you have some time. Make sure you've got your financial affairs in order, because $50,000 is still, for a lot of people, a big deal. And you want to make sure that you know, you've got everything all set and you're ready to claim that prize. So come on in. We'll give you the big ceremonial, big oversized check. I may even give you a candy cane if you're in the office and I happen to be here at that time. So,
So you said something to me. Let's just get off topic for a minute. John Martin's here, Executive
wait,
Director
we
of
have
Fake America.
topics?
I'm
Wow.
segueing here.
Okay.
We'll get to the Ravens and the Cincinnati trip and all that, but I
Okay,
promise you.
sure.
You said number one with a bullet, or you said some like radio thing. You said, as we used to say at the, did you work in radio at some point?
Oh well, work is as you know, work is not the right term. Back in my college days, I ran WUJC FM
Hold
89.
on, WUJC, because I have AI now. I'm going to look this up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, it, now it's known as WJCU. Don't ask me
JCU.
why.
Where is this? Ohio?
John Carroll University in the tower,
Wow. Okay. How long did
broadcasting.
you do this gig? And what did you spell you, Dr. Johnny Fee? What were you spinning back in the day?
Oh, we, you know, I'm, I, you know, let's see,
Was it
back in
music or
the,
news or what was it?
a little bit of everything, you know, I
Cart
was,
machines? I mean, seriously,
oh,
I'm
cart
asking.
machines, absolutely getting tight to the hour for the network news, remote broadcasts, which were phone lines in gyms all across Division III schools in the state of
For
Ohio.
sports, you did sports.
I did some sports, I did some news, I did a couple of radio shows,
Awesome.
I picked up the mail, you know,
Well,
I
this
did
is
a
a
lot
good
of
week to
things.
even bring this up, and I'll, on a couple of notes, right? So
Yes.
last week, the Super Bowl 35 champs were in, and Brandon
Yes.
Stokely and I are—we've always been kind of close, and always he used to come out to the barn when he played. He came back here and played for a minute at the end. He does sports radio in Denver. And he and I just have a lot in common. We collect tickets and we're sports geeks and we like Led Zeppelin and you know it's like all that. We like seafood too. But he works, he's doing my gig. So I said to him, I'm like, couple Super Bowls, couple rings, the Cole Payton, you live next door to Payton, like all that. And you get into sports radio. He's like, well, what else is it going to do? I don't know. That's what I love to do. I talk about sports. He's like, it's not like having a job. I'm like, shh, tell anybody that.
Yeah, don't let
And
anybody know
then
that. Yeah.
this week I had Dan Hord on, who is the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals, because we're playing the Bengals. And I made like a KRP reference, and I don't tell anybody, but WNST and WKRP, like I only watched one episode with my wife 2 weeks ago because she pulled it up and we had a joke about it. But the Brandon Stokely thing, this is why it's important to you. Brandon Stokely broke the streak in Cincinnati in 2000 when we didn't score a touchdown for a month and a half around here. And I know things have been a little dry around here as far as tasting the fruits of victory since like before we had eggnog and turkey and the Bengals and the Steelers. Tell me that the lucky listeners and winners that you are jetting off to, it's actually Kentucky because the airport's in Covington,
Right. Yeah.
but big winners this week for Cincinnati. And there's a little bit of a legacy with Stokely, WKRP. Turkeys dropping like cement, all of that stuff that happens in Cincinnati. But this weekend, we got big winners from really this contest, right?
We have second chance contest winners. There will be three of them and their guests winging their way into Covington, Kentucky, and then a little shuttle over to Cincinnati. And yeah, that'll happen this week. So it's a great one of the experiential prizes that fans look forward to every year, as well as 20 years of season tickets. And we are still selecting people for that final round. So you can go to mdlottery.com. You still have two opportunities, two bites at the apple, if you will. Hurry up. One is the end of this week, and the other is January 4th. Get your entries in. And after that January 4th entry, we'll collate all of the six semifinalists for 20 years of season tickets. We'll invite those winners to M&T Bank Stadium at some point, probably after the Super Bowl, when it warms up just a tad. And we can get out there and select one of those lucky winners to win season tickets, our grand prize winner, 20 years.
Well, they'll be on the plane to Cincinnati this week. You'll see pictures. There'll be an experiential thing on the backside of it. 2 years ago, Roquan Smith brought cheesecake for the winners. So I don't know how it's going to go this year. I just hope that we can taste the fruits of victory here because it's no fun losing football games in division. You know all about that, right, John?
Oh, you know, that
I,
was a long way to go for that.
yeah, it was just, hey, we're going to be pulling for you when you're playing the Steelers. Think about it,
Yeah,
right?
okay,
That's football, right?
sure.
That's it.
Jump
Anything you want to
on the
say
bandwagon.
about WKRP? Because I left that open for you. Was your little radio station like WKRP or no?
No, not at all. Ours was a college station, so we some of us actually went to class. Most of us kind of just hung out at the radio station. Yeah, but no, there were certainly elements of it that were relevant. Sure, I could relate to it. I can tell you, we didn't have anybody like Lonnie Anderson in the.
Or Bailey Quarters or Dr. Johnny Fever or
No,
Venus
no,
Flytrap.
just college kids, just thinking we had it all.
Well, here's a weird thing for you that since you said you did this in college, in my high school, and this is true, at Mike Brillhart on the air at 100.7, one of my dearest friends in life, I've known him since high school. We had a high school radio station at our WDHS in Dundalk as a training ground that spawned a lot of people that worked in the industry. Tom Pless. I mean, it's kind of a wonderful, weird thing, but people always think that I worked at the radio station. They're like, my homeroom was in the radio station, which was in the metal shop. The metal shop literally
Nice.
was where the radio station had a booth. It was albums, and we played, and I'm not, it was 1983, 8045. We play Quiet Riot, and I mean that's what, and Twisted Sister, that's what was on our radio station at our high school. Baltimore County Education, this is how it worked for me. John Martin is here, Executive Director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming, and not in any way related to Mr. Carlson at WKRP, although I definitely felt like Mr. Carlson in watching that. But the big winner in this part of this contest is if they're going to Cincinnati this week. This is why when I come at it in July and August and September when it rolls out, if you get in early, you get to go to Cincinnati, maybe if you win. Now you just win a whole lot of money and tickets for life, right?
Yeah, that's fun. That's anytime you're winning money is fun. And again, go to mdlottery.com. You can find out all the experiential prizes involved with our Ravens Second Chance, as well as all the other fun promotions going on now as we speak at the holiday time. Things that impact a number of the games we offer, scratch off tickets, the holiday scratch offs. We have a number of promotions on that front. We have instant wins with our pick three, pick four, and pick five offerings for players who enjoy that, as well as Keno sprinklers, doublers, and triplers for cash prizes along the way, as well as a great promotion with our friends at Giant on a holiday giveaway with gift cards for chances to win up to $1,500 for purchase at Giant grocery store. So all of that and more. And then as we come out of the holiday season, but still very active, the Harlem Globetrotters celebrating their 100th anniversary in 2026. And we just launched a $2 Harlem Globetrotters ticket. And again, second
I got to
chance
get
contest.
those, right? But I want the candy
Yeah.
canes because they smell nice. And I'm doing six shows here. But like, I have, since last week, I impressed you with my Curly Neal thing. I got to find my picture of me and Meadowlark Lemon. I'm going to look for that before. So the promotion goes into January, right? So I have a little bit of time on this to get my Meadowlark Lemon thing together.
You have time. You have time. Yes, absolutely.
I have the tape of Curly Neal in my studio. I probably should just throw that out online through the holidays. I'm always looking for sort of old school things that, like, people like you think you know me, you don't know me. Curly Neal's been in my studio, and I love the Harlem Glo. I love the Harlem Globetrotters when I was a little boy. Is that a experiential a contest as well? Because I'm thinking, like, all I ever wanted to do when I was a boy, and it drove my dad nuts because I loved sports and I loved Wide World of Sports, and that's kind of how the Harlem Globetrotters came to me on with Howard Cosell on Saturday with Ali
Right,
fights and
right.
the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, all that stuff. Got to find my Jim McKay tapes too,
Yeah.
but the Harlem Globetrotters thing, like when I was a little boy, that was like getting the confetti. Geese Osby, he was Goose Osby, Goose Goose, Goose Geese, Goose's Geese's,
Goose.
but Goose. Yeah, he threw the
Singular one.
confetti,
There was
and
one
sometimes it
goose.
was water, right?
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to be on the back end of that. But yes, you have between now and January 19th to enter in our second chance contest. You could be one of the lucky winners who get an experiential prize to actually attend the Globetrotters event on March 15th here in Baltimore. But the grand prize for that, you actually get to sit on the bench with the Globetrotters.
You're either going to get wet or you're going to get confetti or you're going to get confetti and get wet, is what
You're
I'm
going to get
thinking.
something. You're going to get something.
What do they do? Do they do like the, they must do different kinds of, I'm
They
thinking,
have
what's
to.
it, silly string? I mean,
They
I'm
have to
thinking,
do something. They keep it fresh. After 100 years, you got to keep it
well,
fresh.
I'm thinking if you win with the Maryland Lottery and it's experiential right here in Baltimore, Maryland in March, something very experiential is going to happen. That's all. If you're going to sit on the bench with the Harlem Globetrotters, you're in on it. That's all I'm saying. You're
Oh
going to be a
yeah,
part
you're
of the
part of the
action.
team. You're in. Yep, you're in the game.
All right. Well, John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland lottery and gaming. Went through holidays, went through all these. Let's talk a little sports wagering and slow people down here a little bit through the holidays, because I don't know if you know this or not. I had Leonard Raskin on the other. He's all Ohio State it up, right? Maybe
Yeah.
you are as well. And it's kind of a, it was, you know, the kick thing didn't go so well, but still in the still in the dance, as they say. There's just a game every day. There's a bowl this and a bowl that and a football this and the football we're gonna play in the middle of the week. We're gonna play on Christmas. We're gonna play all this. Just we've had some big numbers the last couple months, right? I mean, from that
Yeah.
perspective, a lot of people are participating, John.
Got a little inside information here for you. Later today, which will be history by the time people listen to us, we will announce the largest single month return to the state in sports wagering Maryland history for a program that started about 4 years ago. We will announce $19 million to the state during the month of November, and that's based on a total handle of over 720 million. Players won back over nearly 623 million. The hold, which is the money left over, was 13.5%, which is kind of good for the house. That means a lot of players didn't win as much as they had hoped. So numbers of 13.5% means we obviously have more money to generate for the state. So, hard for me to put my finger on it in the month of November, what would have gone that way. By then, the Ravens were kind of trying to work their way back up to 500. I don't know why there's such a big gap there. I'd really have to do a deep dive to determine what people were wagering on that didn't go their way.
Well,
As
I'm
I've said,
thinking to myself, Eagles, Ravens, Commanders have all struggled. Even Steelers. I mean, people from
yeah.
a regional perspective of teams. I mean, Giants and Jets, if you're up the road, I don't know
No,
that
no.
anybody toward Elkton, but in our general area here, the hats that I see in Ocean City, let's say, right? Or
Yep,
the
yep.
hats that I see, I went, this is not hard to believe, but I went to a networking event on Monday night. And like, you know, there's a little ho ho ho, and there's some Will Ferrell, and there's some Elf, and there's some Grinch, and whatever. Woman walks in head to toe. She looked like Mike Tomlin's, lawn ornament or something. I mean, she was all steelered up with boas and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, so they're among us. And they've, if they've bet on the Steelers, they've lost a few bets this year too. So I would just
Yeah.
say it's been a tough time locally.
It
It
has.
hasn't been fun at all.
And it also, and that's why we preached that you're educated. Parlay wagers are very appealing. And the parlay wager and the lottery player have similar DNA. People, we're talking about a $930 million Powerball jackpot, and people put a couple bucks on that for a chance to win huge numbers. It's the same thing with a parlay wager. They'll put 5, 10 bucks on a parlay, and it may have 5, 6, 7 legs on it. And every one of those legs really makes it more difficult. Even though you think you've got inside information and you know the game better than anyone else on the planet, when you get into multiple leg parlays, the house odds go significantly up. And that I think will contribute a lot to the 13.5% hold in the month of November. Again, people just betting parlays thinking, boy, this is my lottery ticket. This is my chance to wager a couple bucks to win thousands, and it doesn't go that way.
Yeah, I love football, and I've loved football my whole life, and I've said this to you, and clearly in my where I am, I could make more money doing gambling shows and talking. It's just not the way I talk about the games. I mean, I had to look on my phone to see if the Ravens were really favored this week, and they're 2.5 point favorite this week, and I can talk about it sort of in that way because I used to, but not the way I see it talked about. And I do see it's directed at people, and in lots of ways about players and propositions that, quite frankly, I'll fully admit I don't understand because it's just not in my orbit and it's not why I love sports. But for people that do, please, please take it seriously. And if you have a loved one in your life, use 1-800-GAMBLER. Go online, read up, listen to the stories I've told here. There are people who can help, and especially, this is all new. 3, 4 years into this, where this is a silent thing. If people are having a problem, it doesn't come on like other addictions do, where it's glaring and it's obvious. So, did I leave anything out, John? I want to make sure I got that right.
No, I would just wrap up. Again, you can go to mdlottery.com for all the details. But this holiday season, our campaign, as it is in every lottery around the country, is too young to bet. And the reminder there that as stocking stuffers, we all grew up, and obviously you've shared your personal experiences or your wife's personal
Not my
experiences.
personal experience. My
Sorry.
pa I had good parents.
Sorry. But again,
I would have made a joke, but I can't. When I get my clone, I'll make jokes in some cartoon way, but I was
Good.
just going to kick something funny in, but I'm
Good.
not going to do
But yeah, just
that.
the reminder that that you must be 18 years of age or older to enjoy any lottery games, and 21 years of age or older in the state of Maryland to enjoy sports wagering. So please be responsible. Do not gift lottery tickets to children under the age of 18. I know it's very appealing with the holiday raffle, our $20 holiday raffle with the chance to win $1 million on January 2nd. All those things are available and very enticing, but just make sure that you gift responsibly.
I don't want to say I grew up privileged or underprivileged. I mean, I grew up in a row house in Dundalk. Everybody knows my background. So, my dad worked at the steel mill. So, I don't want to say I had beautiful Christmases. I had great family and all that, but we never had stockings. We weren't in a stocking house. But, I had gifts. I was very loved, all that. But like we just didn't do stocking stuffers. It just wasn't a thing in my. I don't know. So that's why I think about lottery tickets. I think stocking stuffer. I think when I think for. Lottery tickets is gifting. I think of like office parties and things like that, and that's very, very common, right?
Yep. No, absolutely
And
very common.
encouraged, I would say.
We would encourage, if you
Sure.
happen to have someone on your gift list and you don't know really what to get them, I tell you what, $1 million is a nice gift. It wears well. You don't have to worry about the size, the color. Everyone accepts $1 million gift.
You know what? The nice ladies that won at Coco's 2 weeks ago, they accepted the
Yes.
$20 and the $5 prize when I gave them Raven scratch-offs. I still have a handful of these left here this week. Fadley's on Wednesday, Deep Pasquale's on Thursday morning. We're just getting all over the place. Friday, we're going to be at a new place called Honey's in Aylthorpe. I'm looking forward to eating some delicious Asian food there. They also have a crab pretzel. And then we're going to be at Costas in Dundalk on Thursday, the 18th, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Regina Shock. My buddy John Allen's coming over. Trying to get Jay Swanson, a whole bunch of people to honor Eddie Lauer. And then we're going to be at Planet Fitness on the 22nd as well. So check Baltimore Positive. Check me out on social media. I've hit Roz up for the candy cane. So next week, I'm going to be holding the candy canes up and I'm going to be scenting the scent of candy canes. And it's going to beginning to smell a lot like Christmas around here. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive. Stay with us.